Wake up with Mark in the morning on the Marcus D. Smith Morning Show on Anchor Radio Reinvented. Good morning, everybody. What's going on, man? Waking up, man. It's Wednesday. You know what time it is, man. You already know what time it is. It's today, Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. And today, I'm going to be saying something to y'all that I'm really, really indirectly talking to myself about all this, but I'm gonna share this with y'all because I know there's someone out there that needs to hear this bit of information. Because listen, I know a lot of us are in between where we want to be and on the route heading toward where we want to be, where we want to go. I know that a lot of us out there, we're still working these in-between jobs that have nothing to do with where we're going as far as we can see right now. I know there's a lot of us that are just starting out in our fields, and it feels like, man, this is what I worked so hard for. They're not even appreciative of the things that I can offer. And I'm here to tell everybody who are in those situations or similar situations such as those, stick with it. Don't give up. Keep going hard. This is the beginning stage. This is the stage to where you make yourself known. This is the stage where you prove yourself to all the doubters. You see, someone gave you a chance because that's what they're supposed to do. When you make it, when you reach some level of success, and this is universal, the thing you're supposed to do next is give back. Give somebody else that opportunity. Give somebody else that chance that someone presented you with once some time ago. And that's what I'm here to say, guys. If someone gives you that chance, you have to own it. You have to be so hardworking. You have to understand that these are the building blocks to the place that you want to end up in life. These little small jobs in between, think of it as they're getting you prepared for the bigger picture. Whether you're in retail, whether you're in customer service, whether you're working in a warehouse, every day you can create a relationship or learn something about a certain relationship that's going to help you in the future, because you never know when you have to apply these traits, these skills that you're learning now, into some different employer or towards your goals, towards your dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing's gonna come easy. You see, we live in a world of now, of instant gratification, IG, get it? I'm telling you, that's not how the world works. You have to work for everything. You have to work your way to the top. You don't start from the top and stay there. No, you heard Drake. You have to start from the bottom. You have to start from the bottom and work your way to the top. That's the only way you're going to get there. I'm telling you, man, I'm in the same boat as you guys. I'm currently on my way to a job that has nothing to do with what I went to school for. But you know what? You know why I get up every single day ready to work, ready to go hard? It's not because I'm getting paid. Well, that has a little bit to do with it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we all need an income. But this is a part of the process. This is a part of the journey. This is a part of the quest, the pathway that I'm taking. This is a part of my story, and that's what I want all of you to embrace. Embrace your story. You always hear about these stories that Oprah tells, that Will Smith tells, Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Jeff Bezos. You always hear about these stories about how they came from nothing, or how they had to struggle, how they had to fight for everything that they have. Well, think of yourself as those successful people. You're just in your early stage. You're at the stage where you have to grind, where you have to get it, okay? Where you have to work hard. This is the stage where you create your story. So go out and create your story.